attention to you. We have a fair name, the department, not be disruptive. And may that door be closed so that we can proceed. Right. Colleagues, I think we have a fair representation of the spectrum of political opinion as represented amongst other things in our three options around dealing with one of the matters, which is the focus of this bill. So I'm going to proceed on that basis. The department is present, here represented, I assume. Where's Dr. Mabetwa? She's still having coffee. I'm trying to manage this process. Are they still enjoying tea? Can they please, may they indulge us for a short while? We won't take too much of their time. We understand this is a very interesting debate which is going on in the house, so we will be sensitive to that as well.
Thank you.
We'll be sensitive to everybody today. We may even consider that option. But the sooner everybody that matters comes in, every South African matters when it comes in. So the department is present. Now we can proceed. Right. The state law advisor isn't here yet. Where? Is she on her way? Our drafters are here. Well, the department is here, so we'll proceed in the absence of this, because I don't want to hold people up any longer. Good afternoon, colleagues, friends, and everybody that's present. We had agreed that we will complete the bill yesterday, which we did, although it ended up being shortly at the dawn or in the early hours of this morning. We had also agreed that we're going to afford political parties an opportunity, given the significance of this legislation, and the public interest in some of the aspects covered by the bill, that parties would be afforded an opportunity to brief their political parties, and so that we look at how we proceed this afternoon. But the plan was that we were then going to vote clause by clause on the bill today and report on it, and that next week, Thursday, we were going to then have a debate in the House. Now, I don't know, before I proceed with the business of the day, if there are any political parties that want to make any preliminary comments that are of a general nature that do not talk to the specific content of the bill. In relation to the process that we're about to embark upon in the light of their interaction with their caucuses. Is there anybody who wants to bring any specific matter of a general nature at this stage? All right. I, however, do have to bring to the attention of the committee the specific feedback from our own caucus as the African National Congress. We have presented the bill before our caucus, and we have requested some kind of response in relation to the bill before we proceed this afternoon. In the light of that interaction, we as the members of the African National Congress on this committee wish to propose to the committee that we do not proceed with the voting on the bill this afternoon, that we suspend further engaged deliberation on the bill. In any case, deliberation has been concluded, to allow our own caucus to have further engagement on some of the issues that are of public interest, so that we are able to respond fully when we present our position before the committee. That is, in brief, what our feedback from our caucus is, and what our proposal is in relation to. So our suggestion is that the proceedings on the bill be, I wouldn't say suspended because we've concluded deliberation, but that we do not proceed with voting on the bill until we have had an opportunity for further political engagement within our caucus on the bill. So this is the request from the committee. Is there any objection from any colleagues on the committee to this? Ms. Sample?
Thank you, Chair. No, I have no objection to that. You know, probably everybody needs to, well, not everybody, but a lot of people would like to have some further engagement on the bill, particularly around matters of public interest. I'd just like to know, Chair, though, do you have any idea of how the program would proceed going forward with the further developments on the bill? I mean, clearly, if we're halting the process right now, does that mean we will not be debating the bill next Thursday, which means that the bill's not going to actually go? I mean, how far is the bill going to go now? Do you have any idea? I mean, I don't have an answer to this.
Yeah, the simple implication of this is that obviously we'd have to schedule other business because the committee has other business to deal with for next week Wednesday. I think the management committee will need to meet urgently to look at scheduling other business. But yes, it means that we do not proceed therefore with the debate next week. So we have requested programming to put the bill on the order paper tentatively for next week Thursday, but that means that it would then be withdrawn from the order paper, and that you know, a new date would then be found. But obviously, in the meantime, we would then engage within our own caucus to assess, you know, how soon we are able to come back to the committee with a firm proposal around how we proceed on this matter. Ms. Dudley?
Is there any way, in view of the incredible importance of this bill generally, is there any way that, you know, it's like we've got this huge buffet with this tiny little bit of poison in it. Is there any way we couldn't just remove that little poisonous piece and get the bill on the road and get all of that happening, and then let this contentious issue be dealt with the time that it needs to be dealt with? Can we not separate it? Because it seems a great pity to hold back what needs to go forward and what's ready to go forward now.
I would second that proposal if it was possible.
Yeah, I think that the bill, the various aspects of the bill are interlinked, and it would be extremely, in any case, for purposes of today, it would be extremely difficult, because recall, if we're talking, for example, of corporal punishment, that the clause is very elaborate. So there may be aspects that could be integrated elsewhere, and those there could be redrafting implications for the bill. So I do not want to be too presumptuous that it is readily possible for us, for example, in the context of today, to be able to proceed, say, with voting a particular clause of the bill, because I think it would be an oversimplistic approach to the matter. I would urge that we let go of today. we revert next week and we report on progress when we have a normal committee meeting on our Wednesdays, and that we, the political committee, urgently schedule. We still have lots of reports that we need to finalize, our visits, our all kinds of things. There's still the question of the annual report of the department that we still need to deal with. And I can go on listing a whole host of things that need attention. So let's allow the management committee to look at what is ready to be dealt with immediately next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, on our normal committee day. We will issue notices with a proposed agenda in that regard. And then, of course, we can then look at how much progress we've made in terms of mapping up a way forward towards the finalization of the bill. The intention is not to withdraw the bill, let it be clear. The intention is just to remove whatever hiccups that might be there to ensure the smooth finalization of this bill. Okay. Right, I think I do not want to hold people any further because I know very interesting things in the House. I know the DA especially should be particularly interested. But Mr. Temple, yeah, okay, Mr. Temple.
Thank you, Chair.
Are you about to celebrate, Ms. Dackley, or are you disappointed?
You just want to hear this. Okay, I don't know if it's of interest to you, but following our discussions in caucus this morning, I wish to withdraw option 3 on section 139. I have a further proposal to make, but I will submit that in writing to the drafter if that's possible.
Yeah.
Otherwise, but I withdraw the present one. Thank you, Chair.
You see, it's giving you the space to also go and reconsider. You see, beautiful. Hopefully the ACDP will also reconsider its proposals even further. Take advantage of it. Okay, she's right. So we will not deal with the bill any further. I propose that we close the meeting at this on this note, and we will then proceed to look at the program and advise accordingly for next Wednesday. Thank you very much.
Mayor, on behalf of the committee,
yes.
Thank you very much for the deliberation so far. I think on behalf of the DA and any other parties, would like to thank you for the very fair way in which you've handled the deliberations, and special thanks to the staff of social development and the legal people. We spent many, many hours. I'm not as long as most other people, but I come in at the end. It's been a long, exhausting process. I think the inputs have been very valuable, and I hope the bill proceeds to move forward smoothly as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yes, I would also like to echo those sentiments. The support from my committee secretary, she's been a wonderful lady in red. I hope the DA is not influencing her because they're all wearing red. Don't know what this is all about. Or are they indicating an intonation towards the Communist Party? I don't know. I really would like to express appreciation for all the people who have been working behind the scenes. The NGOs continue to do the wonderful work. We appreciate the input and keeping us on our toes. Continue to lobby us on the maize and mustard. Beyond that, yes, if there's anybody that I didn't express particular appreciation to. And the media, we know we don't always like the kind of way in which you report on some of these things, but you've got to, and you are cheap as well, I suppose. You are playing a very valuable role in raising public awareness about this matter of public importance, so where your role also cannot be underestimated. But on that note, may I appreciate once again the contribution, the tireless contribution that colleagues have put into this. Assistant chair of the side who has stood in for me when I needed her support most, and we will all agree she pays so much attention. She slows us down all the time, but for a good cause. And on that note, the meeting is therefore adjourned. Thank you.